The city of Wausau is redeveloping the East Riverfront area downtown, and with that, some construction is likely and some green spaces. City residents had a chance to say what they thought about the various ideas in the plan. Brad Lenz is city planner and project manager. He got to talk to plenty of people stopping by the Grand Hall at the Grand Theater to get the ideas and take some input. What kind of feedback did the residents give you at this meeting, Brad?
Well, we got a lot of good feedback on a lot of different concepts. We had a variety of information pertaining to new buildings, private development, but also public improvements. So there's a lot for people to comment on, and overall, I think people were happy with the direction that it's been going so far. They liked a lot of the public space along the riverfront. They liked some of the private development, too, to bring the tax base up. So there are a lot of images that I think people responded very well to.
As far as the drawings, the diagrams, the photos that were shown, did any of those really grab some attention of the people coming in to see it for the first time?
Yeah, some people really commented on the winter images that were shown. You know, we talk about public space, and a lot of times people think of green space or lawns and grass, and we need to consider the other seasons of the year, and that has been a focus of us looking at the winter activities, because that is a big season for us here in Wausau, and people really liked the outdoor activities in the wintertime to make it more of a year-round place for people to be.
For the things that were talked about in this presentation, did you focus primarily on the East Riverbank or more of the area downtown as well?
Yeah, I was mostly focused on the East Riverfront District, what we're calling the East Riverfront District. It's basically adjacent to our downtown. It's largely the vacant industrial property on the riverfront, just north of the Eye Clinic, up to Bridge Street in that general area. So that was the focus of this particular session. When we look at that area, we do talk about the downtown, though, and how we can tie the downtown into this area, make it a seamless transition between the two, and how to, you know, bring the success of the downtown out to this East Riverfront district.
There's been some talk about possible developments. Is there anything locked in at this point?
No, there's nothing locked in. We continue to search for developers. We do have some that are interested. You know, we are developing the plans for the public spaces, but we're also developing the plans to sort of guide the private development. And, you know, the developers are, along with us in the process, are developing some of the concepts and making sure that what we're proposing is on track with what is feasible for the private sector. So it's something that we keep the private sector involved in. And it's something that we involve the public sector too, because there is going to be public space along the riverfront. We want to make sure that we are creating places that people want to recreate in and cherish as a public space.
Did the visitors give you any new ideas for that public space today?
I didn't hear specifically any new ideas. I believe the comments were that they appreciated the public space on the riverfront. We had a variety of different images, and people really liked the images that were presented in terms of being a fun place to be, you know, something that's different than anywhere else in the community, something that's going to attract outsiders to this area to come to Wausau.
What's next now for the riverfront area district and some of the plans that have been talked about?
This summer we're doing some of the public improvements down there, so people will see some of the infrastructure going in. We're daylighting the stream that's currently underground. So we'll see the first street extended later this year, and some of the remediation of the environmental concerns will be taken care of this year. So people will see some improvements this year in terms of development. You know, we're still trying to solidify the private sector investments. So some of the physical buildings going up may take a little while, but we feel we're laying a good groundwork for the private sector development with our public improvements. This particular open house was part of a planning process that we're undertaking. It's funded by the EPA, We have received a planning grant for developing a plan for this area, and this is part of that plan, and we'll continue to work on that plan for how to turn this area around into a vital part of our downtown.
If anyone has any questions or further comments, or maybe would like to look into developing a portion of that East Riverfront, who should they call?
They should contact us at the city, myself, or our community development department. We're happy to talk to anyone who's interested in investing down there and working with us and making this a great area.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, we're happy with the success of this particular event. There's over 90 people that attended today that signed in, and we got a lot of good comments, and we had people place stickers on different boards, and there's a lot of stickers and comments submitted, so we appreciate people coming out, and we feel it was a successful event.
Just like that.